That's fine. The point is that you've got to say some psukah de zilma before ishtava. Yeah, because that's what he says. I suppose the example given was if you said already all the psukah de zimra, and then now you're being excused just before ishtabach, then you should, upon return you should say ishtabach, you should say asher and then ishtabach. But of course, if there's other psukah de zimra to be said, that's just as good. No, the only problem. No. Okay. This week some very, very interesting halachas indeed. The halachas of, I think it's really, really fascinating because we're seeing such interesting and unexpected halachas. The siman is called Din Aroi Leyed Lifnei HaTfilah. That's how we started. Halachas, who is allowed to be a shliach tzibur and who not. Now, initially, in Siv Aleph and Siv Beis, for some reason, I don't know why, it still talks about Yishtabach halachas, and it's not the first time we see this. I don't know why sometimes the Si'ifim on, as if, I don't know, it sounds bizarre, because if it would be me, I would have put Siv Aleph and Siv Beis, which is all about Yishtabach still, I would have put it back in the earlier Siman, which is really much, you know, Pesukah Dezimra and Yishtabach related. And Siv Gimel is really the halachas of Haroi Lifnei HaTev, which is who is about the halachas of a shliach tzibur. I don't know why it's done in such a way, but either way, halach lemaisa, it's already part of this. It's a part of this siman, and the siman is called roi lifnei atfila. So the halachas we're going to be learning. True. So Siv, again, Siv Aleph, Siv Beis, and Siv Gimel is all very much about Yishtabach and about Pesukah Dezimra as well, just a little bit. And now, starting Siv Dalet, excuse me, is the halachas of who is allowed to be a Shliach Tzibur. Now, we're going to be learning now for the next few Shum, we're going to be addressing who is Shliach Tzibur. It is true that we normally tend to discuss those halachas much when it comes to which time of year? Normally, it's very much Hoshana Yom Kippur, because that's the time of year we spend most of the time in shul. So, and there's more of a shliach tzibur. But there are some chumras and some halachas which are specific for Yom Neroim. However, for the truth of the matter, there is halachas about who is entitled to be a shliach tzibur, and halachas relating to that shliach, which is for the entire year round. And that's what we're going to be looking at now. So, Shliach Tzibur, what's the definition of Shliach Tzibur? So, Siv Dalet teaches as follows. Shliach Tzibur tzorch shiye hogun. Shliach Tzibur must be hogun. Hogun means somebody appropriate. What's that? Where is the hogun? What's appropriate? Shiye reikon min averis, has to be empty, void from averis. V'shelo yetzel of shemra, there must be no bad reputation. So if he's the kind of person that people say he's got a terrible, terrible, rotten reputation, so he's not the person to be saying, to be establishing for the Omud. Afilu bi'aldusoy, even if the bad reputation was because of things that he had done in his youth, nevertheless, he's not a right choice for Shliach Tzibur. V'shi onav, he must be humble. Interesting. Umerutz la'om, he must be popular amongst the people. So he can't be the controversial guy. The controversial guy that half tequila is with him and the other half has got really tightness on him. No, he has to be merutz la'om, he has to be popular, he has to be accepted within the community. V'yesh lo ne'ima, he has to have pleasant ways. V'koylo yorev, and right at the bottom of the list, the condition is he has to koylo yorev, his voice must be good. Yeah, it's a nice voice. That's right, rock bottom. But it's still a condition. So some of us are out, that itself is some of them make it to the front, but this condition is not really fulfilled. So Koyle Orev, Broge Likrois, Betoira, Nevi Muksovi, he must be well versed, he must know well what Torah, Nevi'im Uksuvim. So he must know his Nevi'im well. He must know Ksuvim well. Otherwise, he fails to fit the criteria for a being chazan. Very good. Avosna speaks about this question. So you are addressing the condition of very good. Yeah. Good, we'll speak about 13-year-old kids. We'll speak about them, because that's another condition. That's Sivov, about age. So we'll get to that as well. So let's leave out the age. Age is for Sivov. We'll get to that. But okay, so let's look at your problem of Baal Tshuva. I'm going to look at your question after we have seen Sivkot and Tezayin. Okay, so see, where does that all come from? Why is it that he's got all those conditions? Why is it that a chazan has to fulfill those conditions? Says the Mishnah with Sivkot and Yud Beis. So the Ksiv Nisno Olai Bekoilo Alkein Sonei Sio. The Ksiv Nisno Olai Bekoilo Alkein Sonei Sio Om Chazal Ze Shatz Einu Hogun. The pasuk tells us, I've forgotten now where it is, that it talks about an expression of sin or hatred when referring to davening. HaKadosh Baruch Hu at times hates the davening of Klal Yisrael. Chachamim teach us, it's talking about Shat She'enu Hogun. When you have a shliach tzibur, a chazan, who is not, the conditions don't apply, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates the davening. So it teaches us the great importance that these conditions must fulfill. Vasforim hirichu me'oid begoidel gnus hamemanim shat she'enu hogun. The Sforim writes, says the Mishnah Berurah, how bad it is if the chazan is not somebody that is appropriate. Moinim al adzei toiv me'yisrael, there's a tain on Klal Yisrael if the chazan is not an appropriate person. I want to point out who is the tain on? Let's say there is a chazan whose conditions are not, he's not a great guy. He's a balaveras, he's not a great tzaddik, he's not good. It doesn't fulfill the criteria. Who is the kasha on? On the tzibur. So, never mind the fact that who is like that, he shouldn't be taken to Amud. If you know you're Mechal Shabbos, if you know that you do all kinds of Averis, you shouldn't be taken to Amud. You shouldn't be asking to take to Amud. That goes without saying. But even on, and I'm going to just polish a bit what you were saying, he says, the Mishnah's words is, the ones who are pointing. So, there is something about whoever's got the mandate of appointing a chazan, they've got to ensure that the criteria are met. Those conditions cannot be applied. A shul that those conditions cannot be applied. Reikom Averos, not bad reputation. Yeah, it's a problem. Yeah, if the shul that doesn't have anybody like that, then I suppose choose another shul. I don't know. Yeah, if nobody fulfills those criteria.
Isn't it better to daven with a minion with that person? Or if there's no other person, then you better davening.
That's a good question. Is it better to daven with a shliach tzibur? Okay, so I think the answer to your interesting question, I would argue that the Chasam Sofer holds that those conditions today, they may be a little bit more lenient. Why? Why is it more lenient than what the Shulchan Aruch addresses? What's the difference? Pardon? No, he says something slightly different. No, that's another point. He says something a little bit different. Historically, what was the task of the Shliach Tzibur in those days? So the Chasam Sofer says that those conditions only applied when the Shliach Tzibur was really Shliach of the Tzibur, and thereby he was Moitzi the Eino Bekin. You know, the guys couldn't read, and he would be Moitzi the ones who couldn't read. Plenty of those around in those days, not many of them around now. So Chasam Sofer says, when we're addressing those conditions, that's something which was then. Nowadays it's a bit more lenient because Shliach Tzibur is not really Moitzi the public in such a way. Therefore, I'd argue, going back to your question, what was your question again? Yes, I think that some Sofer would say nowadays, better because they're not really Moitzi you, so therefore the Shliach Tzibur, even if it's not that great, better to daven with the Tzibur than with the person. Probably some Sofer would say, better to daven with the Tzibur. Yeah, probably with Tzibur is better. Yeah, what were you saying? Someone else was saying something? So that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. But we have got to make sure, both sides, there is a bit of a taina. If somebody takes the omelet in front, and he's the person that is Mechal Shabbos Fahesia, or you have seen him eating Tefer, or you know that this person has got his shop open on Shabbos, or what could be another example, or we're going to see other conditions. There is somebody who goes to Geisha court, to civil court, instead of going to a Din Torah when he's got a litigation with a Yid. You can't go to a Kois to get to Geisha. So then if you see the person takes the omelet, then you have to say, it's not right. You've got to do that. Because there's a tiny on a tzibur, if the shliach tzibur is not, doesn't... Yeah, no, but it's not. It's still. He's embarrassing himself. He's taking the omud without the mandate.
What happens if you're the only person in the sibba that knows he's not suitable for whatever reason?
Then I don't know. Ask the rabbi. Yeah. Yeah, that's right, yeah. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, we continue. Now, another side halacha, which the Mishnah points out, Ziv Kotten Yud Gimel is Hogun. Voshe Bigde Shatz Aruchim. The clothing of the Shliach Tzibur should be long. V'shelo Yiru Raglov, and his feet should not be visible. V'konis Leveis HaKnes is Rishon V'yitze Achroin. And he should enter the shul first and leave last. I must say that in some of the more, how should we call them? In some of the more formal shuls, no. Some of the more, how should we call them? The more, they're very good with that. Yeah, when you go to, I want to be politically correct now. The more yeshivish the shul is, you know, the less they stick to that, that the chazan should be the last one. The last one to leave, the first one to enter, you know. So. No, I think the yeshivish circle is sometimes not so strict about that. I think if you go to shuls that are a bit more formal, the chazan will be there 5 minutes before. He'll make sure that he's by the stand already, and nobody will take the omud for it. You know, it's his yacht. I don't know. It's, do you know what I mean? There is a bit more. Yeah, no, do you see what I'm?
Also the rabbis there only.
Yeah.
Since he learned it.
Yeah. So that's the more old. It's more old fashioned. It's just more old fashioned, and so the chazan should, his clothing should be different, should be long, and he should. And he should be the first one to enter, the last one to leave. Alt kovet the tzibu. Yeah. Now, what is better? Mishibu addresses now. What is better if you have to choose a tzaddik? If you have to choose a chazan, is it better to have a tzaddik who is a son of a tzaddik, or better to have a tzaddik who is a son of a rosha? Who is better for to be a chazan? Tzaddik ben tzaddik or tzaddik ben rosha? Says the Mishibu, if a toiv lehada achashat tzaddik ben tzaddik. Better to have a tzaddik ben tzaddik. So go for Reb Chaim, whose father was a stipler. You know, better than somebody who's a tzaddik in his own right and his father wasn't so great. Ki einu doimit tfilas tzaddik ben tzaddik le tfilas tzaddik ben rosha. Yeah, you see, that's Mishnah Berurah said that's best. Now, what is the... what happens if a person was a chazan for many years? We spoke about bad reputation. So somebody was a chazan for a number of years, and then it turns out after he's been davening for 5-7 years, suddenly people say, you know, I've seen pictures. I saw now online some pictures when he was 20 years old. Oh, you should have seen that. And you should see what he did when he was like in high school. But that's now, it's old news now, but it's new, it's fresh news of old events. Do you now say, sorry, you know, you've been a great chazan for years, but now off you go?
Most of the Kedoshim had trouble when they were growing up, and all sorts of stories. What are we supposed to do with that?
Yeah, okay, so therefore you say that...
We just said that Maisa Yaldus, that people are...
Well, I'm talking about bad stuff. Yeah, if they were just...
Yaldus, bad stuff, I'm going to say bad stuff, it's Yaldus.
He had a bad reputation. Even when he was a child, when he was young. Okay, so what could it be?
To what age?
No, I'm saying even when he was young. Never mind when he's an adult, he's Michal Shabbos. Even when he was young. Yalduso, youth.
Michal Shabbos is one of those.
We're talking about.
What about Reb Lakish?
Yeah, good. Okay, so good. So I'll tell you what Mishibu says. Mishibu Zivkot and Tezvov says, yeah, Dafka Limnoisa Lechatchila. This is only to appoint somebody. You don't appoint somebody that you know now that he'd done some terrible things in the past. But if he was a chazan for years and suddenly now you find out some old stuff, then he says, Ein Lonu. You don't get rid of him. Because nothing happened now. Nothing happened now. For all stuff that happened 20 years ago, 10 years ago, you don't get rid of him now because of that. However, but if there is now some fresh news, do you know what he's done last week? Do you know what this? Do you know? Have you seen on what's called I don't know, you know, on the social thing, you've seen what he done. If it's recent stuff, then vukara deloy pasik, and it's something which it's a rumor that keeps on going strong. Afilu yochid moicha olav, afilu moicha olav laviroi, you could give it. It's very interesting because, of course, we don't go. It's very, very hard one. But of course, we don't go with any rumors. You know, every person who is involved in the klal, there is going to be at times some bad rumors about a person. It's inevitable, you know, in one way or another. However, if it's just one person, you can pinpoint one particular source and one particular person, you don't ignore it. But if it's ongoing from many different places, ongoing bad reputation, then you've got to say, okay, fine, we've got to get rid of him. If it's recent, it's ongoing and it's recent. However, if it's something which is very old, it's things that happened years ago, and there's no continuity in it, and you just find out now about this, then you can keep the. What do you think? Does that make sense? Do you know, recently there was a lot of discussion about this. I'm just going to mention it in context. This was very relevant, fairly recently in the parsha of the books, children's books. Yeah. So I'm just putting it because these halachas were very relevant there. It was very relevant there. Is it something that, you know, people say bad things about people who are successful? You know, there's always jealous people out there. And people just say bad things about successful people. Or, no, this is real. And this is really, really, really bad. So this has got to do with those halachas. Is it old stuff, which is appearing now? Is it recent? Is it ongoing? Is it from various sources? Or just from one person? So that's the question that has to be addressed. But halacha lemaisa, what we're seeing over here, is that if it's just very, very old, and it's not really relevant anymore, then you can ignore it. I want to just point out, the Mishmur says, v'afilu nisbara be'edim shechotim also tshuva en la'aviro yisra le'kula alma. Tshuva. Rabbozo speaks about this. I think you addressed it before. When somebody had a different kind of lifestyle, Rabbozo explains this in Mishtabura. When a person had a slightly different kind of lifestyle, and he was brought up in one kind of environment, and then over the years, he moved up, and he moved away from his initial upbringing, and he's generally a Baal Tshuva, and for years has been solidly living a different kind of lifestyle. It goes without question, says Rav Ozner, that he has nothing to do with the halachas we're looking at now. Of course, he's a very, very good chazan. Of course, he's a good shliach tzibur. And it's not relevant at all what his previous lifestyle did. What we are talking about over here is not a genuine Baal Tshuva. It's not a genuine person that moved up. And therefore, that's where these halachas apply. A gay is fine as well. The problem with a gay is, somebody's a gay, the halacha tells us that somebody's a gay cannot take slower positions, leadership position in the community. A chazan probably doesn't apply to that, but leadership positions per se is a problem for a gay.
This person that we're talking about, we're not talking about presumably, we're talking about that he's
rogel barbeiro.
Because
inside Baruch Hashem, yeah, you're right.
We're talking about someone who does the occasional avera, because everybody.
Yeah. So you're right. It has to be somebody. You're right. Of course, you're right. It can't be somebody that just wants off of it. Yes, that's true as well. That makes as well a difference. That makes a difference as well. As to whether it's somebody, in what way did he do the averes? So, of course, we're talking about Aleph, as you're saying, he has to be regularly doing those averes. And base also, he has to be doing it with a certain, he has to be doing the averes with a conviction, not just by mistake. And those people would be disqualified. Fine. So we'll leave it off here for tonight. We're looking at more of those halachas, more of those very interesting halachas. To summarize what we saw today, we learned that a shliach tzibur is to be somebody who is appointed, who is a hogun. Hogun is defined as reikon me'averois, no bad reputation, even as a child. He has to be humble, he has to be popular, he has to have a nice voice, and he has to be well-versed in Torah Levi Muksuvim. That has to be, we're looking at tomorrow in greater detail, Mitzvah, this halacha. What we have seen so far, that is a taina on the tzibu. If somebody like that is appointed, they've got to take responsibility for the chazan is. Rabbi Isai, the keileh's got to take responsibility for the chazan. The keileh's got to take responsibility. And And we learned also that Tzadik ben Tzadik is greater in terms of filler than a Tzadik ben Rasha. And we also learned that that if something is appearing now, some really, really old stuff that is not relevant anymore, you can ignore that.